You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games is tomorrow, but as things stand today, is Rio de Janeiro shipshape and ready to host the biggest extravaganza in sport? James Blears reports.
Hundreds of protesters were met with police tear gas and pepper spray as the Olympic torch arrived in Rio by boat after a three-month odyssey around Brazil. It's estimated the Olympics, which are happening just 2 years after the Soccer World Cup, will cost Brazil in excess of $15 billion. That's less than other venues in other countries, but Brazil isn't economically match fit, with a deep recession and political crisis, which has seen President Dilma Rousseff ousted. Those Brazilians demonstrating argue that the money expended could have been better directed and more wisely used by helping the poor who live in their teeming overcrowded thousands in run-down favelas, skirting the new smart venues and buildings which have been completed on time. Many Brazilians can't afford the price of tickets for the Olympics in Rio. Thousands of those tickets remain unsold. Rio has a very high crime rate. There have been several and well-documented cases of athletes and workmen being robbed at gunpoint. Accordingly, 85,000 troops and police are on patrol, acting as guardians rather than troubleshooters. Authorities promised to clean up Rio's Guanaba Bay, which remains heavily polluted with sewage and other pollutants. Olympic sailors will have to navigate a course around this, staying tight-lipped. Don't drink the water. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.